Hello and welcome. This is Lori Mitchell and you're listening to Speed Manifesting This Week. Today we're going to be talking about something that a lot of people have been asking me about, and that is, where is my dream life? Where is the money? And why am I stuck in this? And they're not asking that question from a place of impatience. We're not talking about that kind of energy today. We're talking about where you're really clear on the way life works, that you understand about the law of attraction, some of the universal laws, that you've been applying them, that there's enough money. But what you really want to know today, the real question, the burning question that you have, that you want answered today, is where's the big money? Where's the big life? Where's this amazing ideal that I have, this vision that I have? And so today we'll be going through a little bit more about the difference between where you are and that feeling you have that is the life of your future, that you know it's coming, but you just seem to be stuck in this, it's like a just enoughness. You're comfortable. So as we've talked about before, so much of this stuff comes from our beliefs about life, our beliefs about ourselves, what we've been taught and what we've listened to and taken in as the truth about life. And without even knowing it, as part of our subconscious thinking, that's what drives our body. That's what makes us say no thanks when it does show up. Because the thing about, you know, the big stuff, the dream life, is you don't get from here to there in one step. And that's something that you have to acknowledge. It's about taking continuous steps, small steps, or even a stretch of a step, but still a step in the direction of your dreams. You know, it's not necessarily that you're just going to show up inside of a dream life. It's that, and it's not as glamorous or spontaneous, all right? It's not as winning lotto and having this dream life. But the reality about the way life works is that it unfolds, and that your commitment, as an obligation, but your commitment as an intensity of energy, comes across. As you stay in that commitment to your own life, you get ideas, you get ways of working towards something, things to get into action about. People come to you. And instead of you saying, oh, no, that's not it because it's not the whole way, it's starting to look at accepting more. Now, some of the beliefs that I want you to question within yourself, whether or not you have them, if you're stuck in sort of, you know, I have enough. I always have enough, and I'm very thankful for that, and I'm very grateful. But it's like it's not a lot. There's no reservoir. There's no freedom to just play. There's just enough, just enough. So what you want to do is look at your thinking, okay? Check your thinking and see if some of the beliefs you have sound like this. Don't be greedy. You're taking too much. You're not sharing. You should share more. All right? So if some of those kinds of thoughts or even recorded words are somewhere inside you, at some point somebody said that to you, what I want you to know is that you are a very generous person. You are generosity. You are givingness. That's how you got here. That's why it's so important to you. It's not just because somebody told you not to be greedy. Lots of people get told that and they pay no attention. You heard it in a different way when it was told to you. You heard it in a way that it's not okay to take too much and leave others behind, okay? So in that whole conversation inside of you, there's this vibration that says you want everyone to have plenty. You may even be a teacher of this work, and part of that is making sure that everyone gets taken care of. And so you may be a caretaker, you may be a teacher, you may be that kind of energy in the world. That may be part of your purpose. So acknowledge yourself for the generosity that you are in that willingness to make sure that everyone is taken care of. And I know you're taking care of yourself as well. I know you haven't excluded yourself. but there's a limit that you've put on yourself in your receiving based on a set of beliefs that says that there isn't enough to go around if someone takes more. If someone expands more, that means someone else has less. And what I want you to know is that the universe is this ever-expanding consciousness that keeps unfolding and unfolding as an energy outward, and it's infinity. It's not like it's inside of a bubble that is carved up into a pie of energy. It is this consciousness that is appreciation and expansion always. And so when you step forth and begin to receive more, what happens is it expands for everyone. And out of your energy of generosity, out of your energy of your personal energy of givingness, what will happen is that there'll be plenty for everyone. Out of your asking, out of your demand for more, for yourself and your own life. But be a beacon. Be a light for others in that sense. If where you're at is this place you've got to where it's like it's just enough, but it's not a lot. You know, and that you're asking this question, you know, you're ready for a new place. This question about you're ready for more. You're ready for another level. So the simplicity of all of that is that you're reflecting back to yourself who you are out of your need, first of all, to have even more than enough, not just enough, but even more than enough, and that you want to make sure that you're not taking from anyone else. And I'm explaining to you that's not possible to take from someone else when they're asking for more and you're asking for more. Expansion is the universal principle. So know that. Look within and know that as a universal truth. There is plenty out of people asking. There is not anything when we're not asking. So part of the problem, if you want to put it that way, part of the problem for you having just enough and being inside of this belief system that, you know, you just want to be comfortable, you don't want to be too rich, you don't want to be too wealthy because it would be complicated, because you might have to change your friends, because people would look at you differently. Whatever all of those conversations and beliefs that are mixed up in there holding you back are, whatever they are, know that by you asking, everyone around you benefits. Know that it's part of your purpose in your passion to ask for more. You in particular, you as a particular personality in expansion in this particular way, by really expanding your life, you're pushing a limit right now, and that's why it doesn't feel nice that you only have just enough. You want more, but you're in this kind of this struggle between yourself, this tug of war between yourself, you know, for what you want, but it's not okay to ask for too much. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how much you ask for, but that you're not asking shows as just enough. So, the next step is to consider giving yourself permission to ask really big. Really, really big. And if what comes up out of that is being afraid of being disappointed, being afraid of stumbling and falling, being afraid of having to deal with a time factor of asking and then a delay in getting or giving or receiving. Notice all of that as a conversation. Notice all of that, and it's very possible that the reason you're only just getting enough is because you're only willing to ask for a little. But by asking for something very, very big, it will pull you forward out of the inertia that you're in. It'll pull you forward. And I know you can dream big. I know that's why you've got all of this generosity inside of you, all of this givingness inside of you, because there's something in you that says that there's so much more to life than this. There is so much more than even the people around you can see. And yet, it seems to elude you because you need to start shifting your thinking into thinking really big. So, do an exercise if you'd like. And the exercise is this. I want you to just sit quietly, and I want you to go into impossibility. Impossibility in the whole life. We're going to go really, really big here. We're going to start with like the whole world and do an open possibility of impossibilities. And I want you to write down some of the impossible dreams that you would love for the world. You know, impossible futures that you would love to see that don't look possible based on the current way that the world's going, the current way that your life's going, whatever it is, just like completely impossible. And just write down, you know, as if you're in that fantasy, as if you've just stepped into a new reality, into a novel that is writing about an alternate reality or another planet or another time, even a future time, that has this amazing place that you, as you know, as the ruler of the whole universe, that you would set up. What would you say? Write it down and spend some time writing this down. Regardless of if it feels like pain, if it feels like sadness for the gap, write it down anyway and then notice those thoughts that you have that are causing those feelings and then let that go and play the game so that you can dream big. Now, the possibilities for the world that are impossible, I want you to bring that into your own life. So I want you to write down some things that are impossible for you, absolutely impossible, but that are your desires. Now give yourself the time to do this and allow yourself the time to do this. Because you write it down as what you're afraid to dream of because it's impossible. But that's the purpose of the exercise, okay? The purpose of the exercise is not to get real. The purpose of the exercise is to dream impossibilities so that you truly know your desires. And it doesn't matter whether or not you can, whether or not it is possible. By the very nature of the exercise, it's impossible. That's what you're looking for. You know, so for me, it would be a world that cherishes children and honors women and honors the teachers and warriors in men who are okay as they are. So just this whole interrelatedness that allows so much more. And to have a whole world that is like this golden age of that, where, you know, there's plenty for everyone like that. So whatever it is that you see as maybe impossibility, if you took the way life is now, the way that the world is now, and extrapolated it, it's an impossibility. Put it in there. Put it down there. And then, you know, the impossible dreams for you, like traveling the world being a photojournalist, even though you have family obligations or you're just in a situation where it looks impossible, I want you to write it down anyway, okay? It's really important for you to step way out so that you can at least see the vista. And then once you've written those two levels down, I want you to consider what in your life you can ask for that's so much bigger than you've been asking, that is within your realm, that is possible within asking, that's not chasing dreams, but rather the things that you would really love. And it could very well be an intimate relationship where you have either no relationship with a partner or you have a relationship that isn't what you expected it to be. So, you know, it's really about taking the impossibilities of the world, taking the impossibilities of your life, and then picking some that you would really love to have, regardless of whether it's possible or not, but having it be a part of what you'd love. And if the dreaming big includes lots and lots of spending money, then say it. And if what comes up immediately is fear, worry about how you spend it, any of that, just notice that, pay attention to it. But you have to ask for it. You do have to ask for it. And if you're not asking because you think that you should take care of other people before you go out and spend money on luxuries or frivolities. Notice that. And also know that you are not responsible for anyone else but you, that you're not here to save the planet, that you're here to start with where you are and build your own life. You can't save the planet if you're impoverished. And the difference between being impoverished and being in sustenance and then having just enough and then having more than enough is you asking, you focusing on you first before you even think about everyone else. So focus on you and allow yourself to receive it before you even think about everyone else. Yes, it's different when you've chosen the householder role, when you've chosen the family role and you have young children. That's different. You do have to think about providing for them, but that is your choice. But just know that by thinking bigger for you, by asking bigger for you, you're bringing so much more to them. Take the shoulds out of it and look at what you truly want, then write it down. Ask hugely. If you've been thinking, you know, you just want enough or you'd like more, and you started to write down things like, yes, I'd like, you know, $500 a week in increase in income, and it's not working, it's really, there's nothing there, and you've been through imagining what it would be like to receive that money, the celebration that you'd have to receive that, taking yourself out, getting yourself something special, sharing a special celebration with people as your income gets increased by $500 additional income each week. Notice where it's possible that $500 isn't that much compared to what you truly, truly want, what your heart's desire is. So if you, and you can play this game, if you are asking for a certain amount of income to be flowing in, what you can also do is ask for 10 times that amount, or rather 10 times the amount you have now, to have an increase of 10 times the amount that you have now. And then start asking for that. So the thing about money is that it is an energy source. It does come when you call it, but if you have a belief as it comes that says just enough, not too much, I don't want to be greedy, I don't want to be selfish, I just want to be comfortable, I don't want to be like those people over there who have money and I don't like the way they are, you know, notice all that and notice that you're cutting yourself off from receiving, because you'll be the same. This is the thing. People who think they're going to give really big once they get really wealthy, if you're not giving now, you won't be giving then. You think you will, but you won't, because you'll be the same, or you'll have all these blocks along the way. And you'll find ways of getting rid of the money as it comes to you anyway, like the tax collector will come and take it, like you'll have some long-lost relative who will need it, whatever it is. So you have to start with where you are. You have to be just as generous now, because there is no someday. If you have this idea of being generous, but you're not expressing that because you've put it off as a delay, then you're actually delaying receiving the money. You're stopping yourself from receiving because there's all this stuff tied up with it. It's conditional receiving. And what you need to do is allow. What you need to do is make sure that you're clearing your energy and you're clearing your beliefs so that you can receive and you're giving, and it might be a percentage of what you have now, and it might not be a lot, but you have to give. You have to express yourself if that's your passion. And it might be giving your time, but make sure that the way you intend to be in the future, what's called the future, is the way that you are now. And then you just carry on. You just carry on so that you meet yourself in the future by starting with where you are. And then expansion just happens. Expansion is a principle of the universe. And the only reason that you're not expanding is that you have not given yourself permission on the basis of your beliefs about life, about money, about sharing, about your own self-worth. And none of that, beliefs are not true. You look at the word belief. There's a lie right in the middle of it, L-I-E. We make it true. But it is not the truth. And it's beliefs are the way that we understand our own reality. So we have to have beliefs in order for us to use our five senses and to interact with our physical world. We have to have some set of rules about what we're experiencing and what other people have experienced. But those beliefs get all misconstrued over generations and time. And we've got a whole mixture of beliefs. We've got our own first-degree beliefs, which are our own experience. So if something happens, there's a cause, and then there's an effect. There's an action that we take, and then there's a reaction. So we learn. You know, well, I won't do that again because that's happened 5 times, and then we form a belief for it. There's a second-degree level of beliefs, which is from our teachers, from our parents, from the people that we know, and they teach us because they've learned, and so it shortens our learning gap. And we get our own set of second-degree beliefs, and they're quite useful because we don't have to go through the same mistakes that our parents did, which is what our parents want for us. They want us to not have those same mistakes, even though it's not in our experience. Then there's the third-degree beliefs, and the third-degree beliefs are the ones that cause the most trouble for us because they're the indoctrination. They're the generational beliefs that are so far beyond anyone's living experience that they're not true anymore. Do you know, every 100 years, our whole set of morals change? Every 100 years, we have a new set of rules about morality. The universe does not have morals. The universe has a set of rules that we play within, and and life happens really easily if we're tuned to them and we know what we want and we're asking for what we want. But there are no morals about right and wrong and good and bad. That's our stuff. But after generation of someone else's beliefs about what's right or wrong or what works and doesn't work, if it's not the truth of life and it really doesn't resonate with us from within, and we haven't checked that out within our own experience, then it's very possible that that belief is leading us with a lie. It's leading us with a misconception about life. And so it's really important for you to get past that sort of just enoughness, or in your manifesting, in your actual creating, it's really important for you to get past those third-degree beliefs, and certainly some of the second-degree beliefs, so that you can have it in your own experience and you can make sure that the beliefs that you're being taught are actually based on universal truths. See, the speed manifesting is a belief system. It's my first-degree beliefs about going with the universal law. It's the process that fits along with that. It doesn't make it bad, so make sure that you haven't made your beliefs a bad thing. You need your beliefs. But when you're creating new stuff, when you're changing direction, the beliefs that you have had in the past are not useful. They're there to guide you to do the same things you've always done. That's what they're for. That's what your subconscious beliefs are for. But when you're learning something new, it goes against the old beliefs. You have to actually break the old beliefs and start with new ones. And you always check. If it's a truth, if it's a universal truth, then it's always true for everyone all the time. And the way we understand it is through a filter of beliefs and interpretations about that truth. But it always rings true for us, and that's what we have to follow. That's what we have to follow, is what is true for us when we hear a teacher, when we hear a leader, when we know we're heading in the right direction, because it's like, yes, that is it. That's what I want. I vote for that. I want that. That's the life that I'm following. But we make sure that it is our truth, that it is resonating with all the experiences that we've had, plus what makes sense to us all together, what our heart's telling us. And if you want that expansion, that means that life is asking you to expand. If you desire more than just enough, that means that life is asking you to break an old belief about just enoughness and start asking for more, but not just incrementally. At this point, because of where you're at with the judgment about your life and what you really want, it's about big. It's about really asking for big things, giving yourself permission to think bigger, to allow more into your life. And so it's getting to the next level of beliefs for yourself. And of course, that means taking 10 times, whatever it is, knowing that you are leading the way for others to have 10 times more, knowing that you are on the leading edge of consciousness, breaking free for others as well as for yourself. but always start with yourself and take that through to anything that you do, any part of your life. It could even just be self-expression. So at a level that you're playing, it might be very subdued and suppressed for who you really think you are. So thinking big is really just breaking out and trying something new that you haven't done before. Pick up a musical instrument and learn to play it. Put some effort toward it. Use some diligence for it. When I talk about everything flowing and being easy, it's different than working hard and struggling through. That's very different. What I'm talking about is when it's resonating with you, when it's your passion, when it's something you just want to do, when you're ready for a new story in life, when you're ready for a new experience of life. The old one is old for you. Because you've had enough of the sustenance living. You're ready for a new story. Turn the page, change the book. Let's get a new story going. That's when you really want to start asking for more, allowing yourself to have more, whether it's self-expression, whether it's more money, whether it's more spending, but not money in fear, not money to hoard and put in the bank just in case everything all goes to kaput. Believe me, that money won't be there anyway if it all goes kaput. So if you want to hoard money in a bank account because you're afraid that the currency is going to bottom out, well, that's self-fulfilling prophecy. Stay away from that sort of thing and start looking at what you're going to use big money for. The thinking big is about, do you want to start an organization? You may not need any money for that. What you may need is investors or philanthropists. But if you want it for yourself, if you want a dream house, then start paying attention to the trading world and how big money comes. Start associating with other people who are already in that level of that field, that space. Make sure that the 10 times amount follows through with a lifestyle and getting immersed in that in yourself. Allow yourself to be that. You are generosity. You are givingness. Give yourself the permission to give to yourself first, to take care of yourself in a way that gives you a great foundation to do whatever you need to do in life. That's why you heard this audio today. Because you are so ready for that. So go out and play a manifesting game using the 10 times game. 10 times whatever it is. 10 times more self-expression. 10 times more intimacy. 10 times more income. Whatever it is, 10 times more spending money. And play. Have fun. Celebrate. But do it all with passion and with purpose. I hope you've enjoyed today's audio. If you want to further your knowledge about speed manifesting, we have a 7-day online video course at www.speedmanifesting.com. Thanks very much for listening. Abundant blessings to you. Lori Mitchell, signing off.